not going to do a whole meat pack these days. But I was thinking, coming down, many things. And the word of exhortation today is, well, it's a personal one, personal for us each and every one, I think, or should be. It's a, well, I think all exhortations should be reflective, to think of where we've been and where we're going, to recalibrate ourselves. Because I think we all need adjustment all the time. And of course, the exhortation should be one that looks to the future. It should be, there should be some encouragement there for us. And our prayers and our hymns and our readings have certainly done that for me today. So I'm thinking, well, not thinking, I'm going to talk about temptation today. So of course it's a very personal subject. And the reason that we are here today is that Jesus overcame. And we've read again today of that classic account in Matthew of the famous three temptations of Jesus. But remember, there were a lot more than three. Jesus was tempted in all points like us. Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered. But the key to his success was his mindset. His mind was set on pleasing his Father. Not because he was told to, but because he wanted to. God's plan depended upon it. But his was a free will offering. There has been much discussion, and some in my opinion not that fruitful, about whether the three classic temptations of Jesus were externally or internally motivated. Both, of course, are possibilities. But the paramount fact is that whatever it was, sooner or later, Jesus internalized it and overcame. He overcame because of his determination, his mindset. It is written, was his instantaneous response, his automatic fallback position. James, we read relatively recently, sets out the process for success or failure in these matters. One is drawn away of their own lusts and desires, and if allowed to reign unchecked, then failure ensues. Personally speaking, the hardest temptations are the internal ones. The external ones are much more cut and dry, so to speak. They are obvious, or more obvious. The internal ones are usually much more subtle. And why is that, do you think? Well, I suggest the mind can fool one into thinking that black is white. Or more worryingly, that wrong is right. Human thinking has the habit of justifying what it wants to do. The biggest problem with that arises, I would suggest, when we are totally convinced we are 100% right spiritually, when the opposite is the case. Think of Adam and Eve. So where does that leave me and you? Well, hopefully in a position of total awareness. We know the problem well. It is us, nobody else. Well, it can be at times, but... James again, and his mirror imagery is so relevant. The key is self-awareness and self-discipline. Jesus is the supreme example and role model. We do well to contemplate this example long and hard. Man-made rules can be unhelpful. Why do I say this? Because rules can fall. Rules used properly are good for smooth functioning of arrangements, but they can be a trap for the uninitiated who can so easily be unconsciously ensnared. Consider the Pharisees, if you want a good example. They considered themselves to be right and righteous when, generally speaking, they were wrong and unrighteous. We have rather the need to see the big picture. Seeing the big picture means seeing the context clearly and trying to properly balance all factors. It's a lifetime's endeavor. But if we don't view it like this, then progress will be painful and slow. Our first parents blamed others rather than take personal responsibility. Nothing has changed. Of course it hasn't. How many times have you, no doubt, heard, and in a scriptural setting, that human nature hasn't changed? For me, countless times. It's such an inherent fact of life, but it can become the ultimate cliche, and as such can lose its meaning and the obvious challenge that is associated for the spiritually aspiring. For the spiritually aspiring, self-discipline is the antidote, the only antidote. Sure, we can and must encourage fellow believers along the way, but self-discipline is an individual responsibility. How else can it work? No other way. Jesus showed us the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Our remembrance of him again is testament to that fact. Let it not be in vain, but in hope of life, which quality is beyond our current experience.